If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this first Sunday of September 1976, we greet you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be glad to know that we have just concluded the most wonderful, the most outstanding summer in our church's history. During the days of the summer of 76, we averaged for the 13-week period 630 per Sunday in our Sunday school. We had 115 new members added to our Sunday school and a total of 83 additions to our church. Truly, we experienced a summer of revival. Now, the revival spirit that has been characterizing our services and the ministries of our church during the days of the summer is already being carried over into the days of the fall. Our fall festival of faith begins today. We want you to continue to pray that the spirit of revival will be not only in our church and in our city, but across America, because these are crucial days for America. And we believe that God and God alone can provide the answers to the questions and the solutions to the problems that face us as Americans today. We believe these answers and these solutions are found within the framework of the Bible. That's why we believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible Word of God. And here at Worth Baptist Church, we assure you that the Bible is the only textbook in our Sunday school. We would like to have you come and visit with us today in our Sunday school at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto of our Sunday school is this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We have no other purpose but to teach the Word of God and to win people to Christ through the ministry of our Sunday school. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service at 7. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we have a B Sunday school because of the crowded conditions of our Sunday morning Sunday school. So we'd like to invite you to come and be with us in the afternoon Sunday school at 3 o'clock. Our midweek services are on Wednesday night at 7:30. We would be more than happy to have you and your family visit with us in any or all of these services here at Worth Baptist Church. We have this word of special announcement. Next Sunday, 1 week from today, on Sunday, September the 12th, we will have our groundbreaking service for our new building. The Lord willing, we will begin our construction on September the 15th. Let me encourage you to be with us next Sunday, 1 week from today. Sunday, September the 12th, has a twofold significance. First, it will be our groundbreaking, which will be immediately following the morning worship hour at our new properties located on Campus Drive, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 and adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. That's groundbreaking for our new building next Sunday, September 12th, immediately following the morning worship hour. And also Sunday, September the 12th is important because it's someday Sunday in our Sunday school. So many times people have said to us, well, we will visit your Sunday school or we'll visit your church someday. Some people have been saying that for years. And we're inviting all of those, together with anyone and everyone else, to come and make it there someday to visit our Sunday school and our church 1 week from today on Sunday, September the 12th. In fact, just this last week, a fine couple said to us, we are going to be there on someday Sunday. We've been saying that we were going to come, and you can count on us. Well, there are many people listening today. No doubt you've heard this broadcast for many months, some of you for years, and you've been saying, well, someday I'm going to visit Worth Baptist Church. Well, my friend, 1 week from today, on Sunday, September the 12th, we're having a special day just for you. You've said it. Someday I'll be there next Sunday, is Someday Sunday. We invite you and your family to visit with us in our Sunday school and services of worship. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And don't forget, we're also breaking ground for our new building 1 week from today. We're looking forward to the beginning of the construction and the wonderful things that we believe the Lord has in store for us during the days ahead. And then I have this very special announcement. We are privileged to have with us on Monday and Tuesday, September the 20th and 21st, Dr. Truman Dalla, pastor of the Kansas City Baptist Temple in Kansas City, Missouri. Dr. Dalla is well known across America. He is an outstanding preacher of the Word. And in these two nights, Monday night, September 20, and Tuesday night, September 21st, he will be preaching for us here at Worth Baptist Church. Mark your calendar for these special dates. Sunday, September 12th, is Someday Sunday and our groundbreaking immediately following the morning worship hour. And Monday night and Tuesday night, September 20 and 21, Dr. Truman Dalla in a Bible conference here at Worth Baptist Church. Mark the location again, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. In the meanwhile, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, Christ, the World's Greatest Missionary. I'm going to read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, at verse 19. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the blessed and wonderful privilege we have to call upon Thy name. We thank Thee for the refreshing rains that have been ours this last week. We thank Thee for the opportunity of broadcasting the gospel. We thank Thee for the spirit of revival that has prevailed throughout the summer season. And now as we begin the fall season, our fall festival of faith, I pray, Heavenly Father, that many people will come to know Christ. I pray that many people will come and visit with us. And I pray that all over the city, the churches where the gospel is preached, will be blessed of Thee. Bless our city, bless our nation, our president, our leaders, and in these crucial days I pray for wisdom from above. Thou hast promised to give wisdom to those who ask it, and we're asking for wisdom for our nation, and wisdom for our city, and for our church, and for our lives. Bless this broadcast, that it might bring hope, and encouragement, and enlightenment, and spiritual excitement to many people today. Is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. Now in the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, I read at verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. My, what an amazing passage of Scripture. It gives us the very heart of the ministry of Jesus Christ and of the church. From the subject, the world's greatest missionary, I want you to note that Jesus Christ holds many offices in God's economy with man. Jesus Christ is prophet, priest, and potentate. He is the captain of the Lord's host. He's the King of Israel, the servant of Jehovah, the Son of Man, and the Son of God. Jesus Christ is Creator, Commandant, and Consummator. Jesus Christ is Mediator, Possessor, and Intercessor. He is the Judge of all the universe, and He is the Justifier of all who believe in Him. There is no end to the multiplicity of titles and offices held by the Son of God, but none of them is more fitting to Jesus Christ than that of missionary. And truly, Jesus Christ is the world's greatest missionary. What a mission for Jesus Christ to come to this world. Jesus Christ, meeting in the upper room with His disciples, said to them, "Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, so send I you." Now, from this text, there are two outstanding thoughts that I want to share with you. I believe these can change your life. I believe these can make the difference between failure and success in your life. I believe these two thoughts can challenge you to newer and greater heights in Jesus Christ. I believe these two thoughts can electrify your spiritual life. First, God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth as a missionary. Listen again to the words of my text. Jesus said, "As my Father sent me." God sent Jesus Christ to be born a supernatural birth. We read the account in Luke chapter 1, where the angel spoke to Mary up there in Nazareth in Galilee and said to her, "You are going to bring forth a son." Mary asked the question, "How can these things be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and comforted her when he said, "Mary, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the Spirit of the Highest shall overshadow thee, and that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Not only that, my friend, but God sent Jesus Christ to live a sinless life. We read in 1 Peter chapter 2 at verse 21 that Jesus Christ had no guile in His mouth, that Jesus Christ was sinless and perfect. Coupled with that is the text in Hebrews 7:26 that tells us that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to the earth to be a missionary, lived a holy, spotless, undefiled, sinless life. The writer of the Hebrews tells us that as we read in verse 26 of chapter 7. My, what a wonderful commentary on the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest missionary the world has ever known. Listen to what the writer says. "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." Yes, God sent Him not only to be born a supernatural birth, but to live a sinless life. The crux of the matter is this. God sent Jesus Christ, His Son, to die a substitutionary, sacrificial death upon the cross. In Romans 5:8 it is written, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, in due time Christ died for us." My friend, that is the crux of the whole program of God through Jesus Christ, that He, God's Son, the world's greatest missionary, would die for us. My friend, I've good news for you. Jesus Christ died for you. Jesus Christ loves you. He bore your sins in His own body on the tree, that you, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Not only that, but God sent Jesus Christ as the world's greatest missionary to seek and save all who were lost. We read it in Luke 19:10. "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." This is the mission of Christ. This is why Jesus Christ left heaven. This is why Jesus Christ became man. This is why Christ came to the earth to seek and to save all who are lost. And that means you. God sent Jesus Christ to become a missionary to all of Adam's race. The Bible declares that Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The Bible says in the very last great invitation, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely." My friend, this means you. Christ came to the earth to die for you. He is your missionary. He brings the good news of the gospel even to you in your home or your place of business or in your car or in the hospital or the rest home. Wherever you are this moment, Jesus Christ has come to seek and save your never dying soul. Will you not trust him, the world's greatest missionary? My second thought is this. Jesus Christ sends us to be missionaries to the whole world. Listen again to the words of my text. Jesus said, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." Now, Jesus is speaking to believers. If you are a born-again believer, if you are a Christian, a child of God, then Jesus Christ is sending you out into the world. He sends you equipped with his power. It is written in Acts 1:8, Jesus said, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world." My friend, you have the power of Christ to be a missionary wherever you are. You may never go across the sea, but you can go across the street. You may never go to a foreign land, but you can go to your family and your friends and your neighbors. And you can share your faith with them as you share Christ, the world's greatest missionary. Not only that, but he sends us assured of his promise. What is the promise of Jesus Christ? It is written in Hebrews chapter 13 at verse 5. "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." My friend, you can rest upon that promise. You can believe it. Jesus Christ will never, but never, leave you. He sends us not only equipped with his power and assured of his promise, but he sends us accompanied by his presence. In other words, he goes with us. Jesus said, "You go, and I will go with you." We read it in Matthew 28:20. Jesus said, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That is a divine promise of the divine presence of Jesus Christ. We know that he sailed with Noah on the waters of the flood. We know that he walked with Abraham on the plains of Mamre. We know that he stayed with Daniel in the den of lions, that he went with the Hebrew children through the furnace of fire. He sailed with Paul over the Mediterranean Sea. And my friend, you and I today, as born-again believers, have the same promise. Again, I repeat it from Matthew 28 and verse 20. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And then, my friend, here's a blessed, wonderful, exciting promise that we have from the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, at verse 2. Listen to these words. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." My friend, that is a remarkable passage of Scripture, and it guarantees us the presence and the power and the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, who sends us as missionaries into all the world. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." Now, my friend, when God looked down from heaven, he didn't just see Texas or Tarrant County, or Fort Worth. God saw the whole world. When God loved, he loved the world. It is so written in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." When God sent his Son, He sent him to the whole world. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we read, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." My friend, Jesus Christ died for the whole world, for all of Adam's race. He is the propitiation, not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. What a happy note that God sent His Son to be a missionary, and His Son sends us to be missionaries, to preach the gospel to every creature. And the gospel is God's good news, how that Jesus Christ died according to the Scriptures and was buried, and on the morning of the third day rose again according to the Scriptures. That's the most exciting news the world could hear today. Jesus Christ lived and died and lives again. He's the great missionary, commissioning you to be a missionary for Him even today. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. The world's greatest missionary needs ambassadors to represent him while he is away. If you don't do it, he has no one else who will, and he has no other plan. As we leave the broadcast today, I want to remind you once again of the very special services next Sunday, September the 12th. It is groundbreaking day for our new building, which will be built on Campus Drive, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820, adjoining the properties of the newly constructed Fort Worth State School. That's groundbreaking services next Sunday, September 12th. And then on Monday and Tuesday, September the 20th and 21st, we're privileged to have Dr. Truman Dollar as our guest speaker in a mini-revival or Bible conference for just 2 nights. I trust that you'll mark those dates and that you'll be with us for these wonderful services. In the meantime, we shall look forward to hearing from you by mail. We shall look forward to seeing you in the services today of Worth Baptist Church. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.